Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and off we go. I know you're getting all your Tiger information nationally, and we're far from it. But in case, I don't know how you wouldn't have heard, but Tiger Woods got in a horrible one-car accident. No drugs or alcohol involved, says the police. He is out of surgery. He is awake and responsive, according to his website. And he is in a place that he's... I would venture, and I thought the guys before us brought up a pretty damn good point, is I think Keyshawn did. You know, Jay Williams went through something very similar.
Yeah.
With his motorcycle.
Was it that similar?
Yeah.
I mean, it was career altered.
Yeah. No, well, it was
career ending basically.
Yeah.
Didn't he come back?
He did, but it wasn't the same. He said he compensated so much with his right leg that it ended up.
Yeah.
He ended up having real problems with his right leg as well. I forget what he said. He said he shattered his ankle on his right leg because he compensated so much for his left leg. Tiger now is his right leg is the more badly damaged.
But both are hurt.
Both are hurt. This is reminiscent of Ben Hogan. I haven't heard anybody mention Ben Hogan, but Ben Hogan went through this in his horrific car crash, head-on car crash. But he was able to come back, but he wasn't 45 years old either. Tiger's 45 years old now. And here's what one of the points that they made was, at some point you just go, I can't do it anymore. It's just too hard. And Jay Williams said,
the points who made
the hardest, Keyshawn, some athletes just go, you know what? I'm done. I can't do it anymore. I just can't do it anymore. Ben Hogan's was in 1949. It happened. He and his wife had the car accident, and he was able to come back, and he won majors afterwards. Tiger's in a place where he had to have everything perfect to win majors. Now he had to have his back. Now, on top of everything else, Tiger's trying to convalesce from his back surgery, and I don't know if laying in a bed for all this time is really going to help. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I have no idea what laying in a bed is going to do for Tiger's back. If that's going to screw up his whole that healing process, but at some point you just go, I just can't anymore. I just can't do it. Because to win at the highest level, to win majors at the age of 45, it's only done. You know, Jack Nicklaus won at 46.
He did it, what, 44 or 43? Probably 43.
Who?
Tiger.
Tiger did it last year at 44. He won the Masters in 2019. Well,
he won 19. So not 20, so he would have... That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
43 or 44?
43, I believe he might have been. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, but it's been done. Jack Nicklaus won the Masters at 46.
Jack was only 46?
He was 46 at the time.
God, it seemed like he was.
Yeah.
Seemed like he was a lot older.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because the pants he was wearing.
The question is going to be, you know, as hard as he works, as much as you have to do, as hard as he was going to have to work just to get back from the back injury. Now this, which is months, as it appears to be, this has got to be a year of convalescing
this. It's not going to surprise me if this ends his career.
Yeah.
Honestly. We know about all his physical issues over the years, and they come up at different times. He's had hip, he's had back, he's had shoulder, right? Knee. Mm-hmm. I think if I'm right, I know he's had knee, back, and shoulder. I don't know, maybe not hip. But this is, I mean, yeah, you're right. Now you have legs, which are your base, which help to support your back. I just, I, he hates to talk about his playing career, but because he is lucky to be alive, they said.
No, but we were lucky, to see the greatest. This year, I mean, but you know, he and Jack, it's arguable. And I don't know who I pick as the greatest of all time. Probably Jack, because with the 18 majors, he also had 19 second place.
In majors. Best in their prime, yeah. I don't know. It was in a completely different era. I never saw Jack play when he was in his prime. But I just know that Tiger Woods is unmatched in our era. Like he was, you're coming up with guys like Phil Mickelson, and then you had little runs, and Tiger came really after Freddie Couples. Prime, and VJ had moments in there where VJ was really good, but you didn't have one guy.
Well,
Phil is as close as it gets.
Yeah, Phil, all-time money list, Tiger's the most at 120, and Phil's second at 92 million.
Yeah, well, there's Tiger helped make the money a lot more.
Yeah.
When he increased it well over 100%. Well,
Dustin Johnson right now, and he's, you know, Dustin is starting to get up there now, is at 71 million. I don't know that he'll catch. He won't catch Tiger. Not at this age. He won't catch Tiger. So Tiger will be the most. And you want 120. When you look at basketball players' salaries, and you know Deshaun just signed 4 years, 156 or whatever the hell it was, and you're like, wow, Tiger just made 120. Well, you know, 120 million in an individual sport that wasn't paying nearly at the time, and now you know you win a tournament and it's a million, maybe million and a half. But how infrequent is it to win a tournament on the PGA Tour? So it's different to get $120 million. Holy crap! And then all the other stuff. Tiger's a billionaire, but I think that it's more than likely. And Ricky just texted. He said the goal now is probably to get Tiger for him to be on the Champions Tour someday.
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, that does.
If he really loves playing golf,
that's
that much.
It. That's right. That's
right. I mean, because the money obviously is not an issue. The fame, if it might be about just watching his son grow up, who also is a phenomenal golfer already.
And with golf, you can do that because you can pick and choose. You can play four, five, six, eight tournaments a year.
He could play if he really wants to keep playing golf at a competitive level. Yeah, he could do the Champions Tour.
Yeah,
but once again, he might just say, "I want to be a family man." I don't know. I don't know if that's ever been Tiger, but all the way. But it's there's a report that Tiger was driving wildly when he left the hotel. That
he was pissed off.
What was it?
Well, there was a guy. I guess it was some kind of a director or somebody that was at the hotel.
Yeah,
and he was blocking him. He was filling. He was taking or putting stuff into his trunk, filling his trunk, and Tiger couldn't get out. So when he finally could get out, Tiger was pissed and he took off. He was going to shoot a video, a lesson with Drew Brees, and somebody else. I forget who else was some other quarterback. They were going to shoot a video lesson that he was going to give those guys. And so he was late for the course, and he was driving. This is typical Tiger. He was driving a car given to the players at Riviera. Mm-hmm. I mean, Tiger Woods could have had a Maserati that mm-hmm. he bought that day and driving, but he's driving a free car. That's Tiger now. Mm-hmm. And oh, by the way, a lot of people are saying, "Are you really? Why?" Tiger, after what you happened to, why do you drive anywhere? You can have a full-time guy driving you everywhere, every single...
Well, he wasn't... Yeah, I mean, they say he was not impaired. He was
no,
just...
No, I know.
But if you're... what I don't get...
But Tiger could have somebody driving him everywhere.
Yeah, I think it was just a matter of Tiger was just driving too fast and recklessly. Yeah. Like, why? Because you're going to be 10 minutes late to a shoot?
Yeah. Well...
I get it.
James Harden...
It matters cared. That much, yeah, right. But maybe not to be driving at this speed the whole way. So, I don't know. We just hope he's okay. And it's like Raheel sent us a text saying, you know, we might have been a seatbelt away from losing Kobe Bryant and Tiger Woods within a 16-month span. No, I'm sorry, 13-month span.
Yep. That would have been horrific. Horrific. So... I don't know, but yeah, I don't know that we will ever see. It's probably more than doubtful from thousands of miles away and not having any information about and talking to Tiger. It's highly unlikely, I would think, that he'll he'll ever play again on the PGA Tour. But maybe, you know, at the Masters, he can continue to tee it up.
Yeah, we don't even know what
I could see.
Yeah,
him
yeah.
making a return at the you know whatever.
But he's not gonna. I don't think he's gonna
in a couple three years. No, but
he physically,
you know, just you know, hey, Jack and
oh
and Arnie, they did
hit
that
tee shot.
And yeah, all well, I don't know. No, they for years they played.
They played yeah.
until finally they just said we can't anymore.
See how his pain is.
That's the thing.
The pain management.
Jay Williams said. He said, I passed out. I literally passed out a few times from how painful it was, the rehabilitation.
You got to remember now, Tiger's also a guy who's had substance abuse problems with pain medicine.
Yeah.
So with Oxys, if I remember correctly. So it was Percocet. Yeah.
Molly Percocet.
Yeah, it was Percocet, I think, or OxyContin. But those are pain medicines, and they're highly addictive. And that's one thing you have to factor in here. Tiger's an addict, and it's unlikely that any doctor would want him to have the potential for sliding back. And then when you're talking about pain management, that's pretty serious.
Yeah.
Broken ankle, two injured legs, a back issue. If it's too painful to keep doing it without the use of very strong medicines, then he probably has to avoid it because he is an addict. So just something else to keep in mind.
Yeah, no. Yeah, after that, after what happened with mm-hmm. him, that was you absolutely don't want. You're going to have to be careful with that as well. So Tiger Woods was the story yesterday, and just a shame. I mean, the golf world mourns. I mean, Justin Thomas kind of broke down when he was talking about Tiger, and we see all the players coming out. Did you watch the documentary?
Yeah, I finished it. Yeah, you mean the HBO?
Yeah, the HBO.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
And if you looked at Tiger in a different light, and I think maybe a lot of people probably did.
Yeah, I did.
A lot more sympathetic.
I mean, we knew that Earl was overbearing and this, that, and the other, but we didn't know the relationship he and Tiger had and how strained it got. I guess some of it I just forgot because I did vaguely remember, okay, yeah, that's right, it kind of got strained, but we found out why. We found out how Tiger may have been influenced. We also found out, frankly, that Earl Woods, the comments he made about Tiger, you know, he wasn't that far off. He went a little bit far with it, but it's like he knew Tiger was just going to be this incredible from a young age, that Tiger was going to change golf. And he even said people are going to come to golf who've never been. But then, you know, he went a little further, pushed a little further with it, which was a little bit past the mark. But Earl Woods was actually... You know, for all his overbearing attitude and all that, he wasn't that wrong about the impact Tiger Woods would have on golf.
No, well, I mean, didn't he compared him to Jesus?
So, I mean,
he basically
in the way he talked about him called him Christ-like without saying that.
Yeah, I thought that might have been maybe a little overboard, but okay, all right.
But the rest of how he would change the world of golf and people would come to the world of golf who hadn't been there and of all colors and race. I mean, that was all accurate.
No, he absolutely did. All right, 713-780-3776. Any thoughts about you guys? You're more than welcome to get in here. 713-780-3776. Hey, it's Ford Truck Month at Chastang Ford. It's the time of the year you get the most significant savings, the best financing, the most robust warranties. If you're in the market for the classic F-Series truck or a work-ready Super Duty, Chastang Ford has the truck for you at the price you want with no hidden fees. Listen, they've also got the Transit Vans. You business owners, you people that are out there, the electricians, the plumbers, the HVAC, drywall, construction workers, contractors, moving companies, refrigerator, roofing, restoration, all you people, they've got the perfect van. They are the number one commercial dealer in the city of Houston, and there's a reason for that, because the commercial people love it because they get the best deals and they get the best service from Chastang Ford. So if you're in the market for one of these work vans, these transit vans, get the Chastang Ford. They got them in stock, and they got the F-150s, the 2021s as well, with the generator built in right now. And there's no unknown add-ons that you're going to get at Chastang Ford. You're looking for the best deal. You're looking for honesty. You're looking for price. You're looking for service. You're getting it all at Chastang Ford. ChastangFord.com. They're on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
3776, you want to get in here? You're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. The Texans cut a couple of guys, Senio Calamete and Peter Kalumbaye. He's Baye. Senio Calamete was actually a starter until he wasn't anymore. And you know, don't you gotta give the young guy, you gotta just give him the reps. I mean,
Yeah.
I mean, he's got
Sharpen is either you're gonna hit on the pick or you're gonna miss. So he was good his rookie year. He started off bad. I think he kind of tightened it up later in the year, but Calamete is Max lost his he lost his confidence early in the year. My dad worked with him for a little bit before COVID. He really liked working with him. He worked with him before the draft some too. And I know Max had confided in him that, you know, there was some matchup that was a really tough matchup for him his rookie year. And it was somebody I remember who was really big and strong and powerful. And I think confidence-wise, he moved from tackle to guard. You're facing different guys at guard. You're facing bigger, stronger guys at guard. And if you mentally just are a little concerned about whether or not you can physically withstand those 340-pound guys, then it can have an impact on your confidence level. And it's not just corners who suffer confidence issues or quarterbacks. It can be offensive linemen too. And I think that was going on with him for a little bit last year, maybe a lot bit last year. But now you got to find out what you have. I mean, you got to. He's a younger guy. He's more talented than Senio Calamete. Peter Kalumbaye is classic, you know, that's a one-contract guy who, good special teamer, good athlete, doesn't really do enough on the field as a starter. So you're not going to pay him a second contract. You're going to let him get out of there. You'll draft or bring somebody as a cheaper free agent. And then on to the next one. So he's just classic, you know, call him a 5.9 backup who plays special teams. And then you can go find those guys. Those guys are available all over the place. So not big deals, just, you know, roster cleanup. We'll see a lot of roster cleanup this year. A lot.
A lot.
I mean, it's not going to be done through draft picks. It'll be done through free agents who are on the. I don't know if I want to call them street free agents, but you're just going to see the bottom half of the roster is going to turn over a lot. Nick, and it needs to. If you're looking at the 50th player, if you can get better at 50, get better at 50. If you can get better at player number 52, get better at
52. Well, if you're the 50th on the Texans,
yeah,
you can find better.
You can find better, yeah. But that's the key is you start with small things where you say, we think this player number 47 can be a lot better than what the Texans had. And that's why I think you'll see so many players flip with your backups.
Literally, in 2 years of Caserio, 70% of this roster will turn over, maybe more?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, two-thirds of it, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, easily. Yeah. I think easily.
Yeah.
I think your
foundation guys.
Seven out of ten? Yeah, I think that's accurate. I
mean, okay, after, let's say, this offseason, next offseason, I mean, your foundation guys are so few and far between. You know? I mean, on offense, it's Tunsil, Deshaun.
Ooh. And Friesen.
Well, no, Howard. He's still on his rookie deal. He's going to still be around. Titus Howard is a guy, and a first rounder, and Sharping. He'll still be around.
Yeah.
Other than that, I mean, because you're going to get rid of Cobb, I would imagine Cooks is going to have to go, and you know, I imagine he's going to have to. I don't know. On defense,
I don't think Cooks is going to have to go. I think you got to.
Well, after a couple of years, after two years.
Yeah, we're financially. Talking about, yeah, but you got to. Yeah, you have to tighten up a lot of stuff.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I mean, you're going to pay him? You're going to pay Brandon Cooks after next season? Really? Probably one more year.
I mean, if McCarron likes him.
If who? Oh, if AJ.
If your new starter, AJ McCarron.
Well, I think it's McCown if he likes him.
Oh, your new head coach.
Your new head coach. Oh. Okay. If he likes him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the question.
Will
And AJ then, McCarron.
Start a game in 2020. One.
In 2021?
Mm-hmm.
No, he won't start a game. No. No. The answer is no.
Okay.
The answer is no.
It'd be somebody else. Will Tiger Woods start a game for you in 2021?
That's more likely. It's more likely. On defense, Zach Cunningham will be around after a couple more years.
Sweet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
I mean,
tackles 6 yards deep are just, you know, you got to have those too.
You do.
You don't want it to turn into a 60-yard. Menahue
will be around.
Great.
Ross Blacklock will be around.
Sweet.
What
are you doing here? Tiger Woods news was bad news. Now you're doing this?
No, well, I want to. No, I'm talking here? About. So
who's going to still be here? Well, radio?
Well, listen. I mean, somebody's got to be here. What the hell? Oh, no. I mean, there are zero guys that are going to be here.
I think you have a bunch of guys who have a losing mentality. You want to know? I think you'll have losing mentality in that locker.
Well,
I think you have a bunch of guys who don't love football.
I mean, I don't know that. I mean,
I just been
until
told that.
This year,
I've been told that you got a bunch of guys, including some names you've mentioned,
yes.
who don't really care about. They care about the drip more than they care about, you know, the work.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm just not a fan of a crappy team who has a bunch of players who care less about football.
Well,
like what it brings them.
Well,
no thanks.
Well, but
Patriot way. Let's get some Patriots in here.
You're acting like this is 19 years.
Texans in here. Let's get some Patriots in this.
You're acting like this is 19 straight years like the Browns. This ain't. This is a 4-win season. Before that, they were in the playoffs for 3 out of 4 years.
You're right. And Blacklock played well there.
No, Blacklock wasn't there.
Oh.
But no, well, I mean, is Eric Murray going to be around?
No.
Is Bradley Roby going to be around?
My guess is they got a little buyer's remorse on Bradley.
Yeah, Bradley Roby. Well, I mean, when you have a shouting match with him on the field.
Romeo Crennel, supposedly.
Look at this team, honest. Jonathan Greenard, is that going to be your corner?
Play him. Let's see what you got.
You certainly can't have Whitney Merciless around
anymore.
That's
what I'm saying. I mean, but you also have to pay him. Listen, this is a year where you have to position yourself to clean out the trash. And it may mean some guys have to stay on the roster so you don't take a hit. But this is, you're setting yourself up for future moves. This is not even, so if you're going to make a meal, right, you got to do your prep work. This is prep work with the cap. Prep work with the back end of the roster. This is just prep work this year. This is not, you're not going to build a meal this year.
Well, here's the deal, though. What are you replacing them with? Are you street free agents?
Well, you're not replacing Greenard. I mean,
No. But what are you replacing all the, is Justin Reed going to be here after 2 years?
I think so.
You do?
He's going to have to.
Doesn't he have to play better?
So, you know what's funny is, and I didn't necessarily disagree with Rick about this, but Rick Smith he kept letting guys go before second contracts. And I didn't feel great about it. But I also, Connor Barwin, I thought, you know, I really like Connor Barwin. I don't know if he's a guy that's going to go get the quarter. You know, Connor Barwin was a solid guy. Who was long hair? Brooks Reed.
Yeah.
I didn't really want to see him get a second contract. Like, I was conflicted because they're day two picks. But I wasn't sure I wanted them to get a second contract, at least not one that's because then you're paying guys pretty good money and you want them to play up to that. You don't want to give them a contract where they're already struggling to equal that value of that contract. So I was a little concerned about that. But at the same time, and you know, Justin Reed would fall into that category. You really want to pay Justin Reed a second contract? Like, what does he do really well? He's got to do something really well.
Well, what is it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I loved him.
I know
you
it's
did too.
I know it's. I know it's. I mean, he could put his shoulder back into the socket a lot. I know that.
That's not really.
No, that's not.
That's not a skill level that you
kind of. Well, it is for him. It kind of is.
I don't think he's.
I mean, look at this. Look at this. Vernon Hargreaves gonna be around.
No.
Philip Gaines gonna be around.
No.
Michael Thomas.
No.
AJ Moore.
No. AJ Moore will.
Late Lonnie Johnson.
I think Lonnie will. He's off the chain this year.
That's what I heard, yeah.
Lonnie's getting let off the chain this year, which means a lot of big plays are coming.
Let off the chain.
Finally. Finally, he gets to make plays, and the team isn't going to hold him back.
This is the crappiest.
Honestly, God, name one guy on this defense that you say, well, we want him around for the next four. I mean, honestly.
Is there anybody on the defense who could start for half the teams in the league? The best you get is Zach Cunningham's the closest you get.
Bernardrick McKinney. Bradley Roby. Bradley Roby
Bernardrick
probably
Bernardrick McKinney for half the teams. Everyone wants to get rid of Bernardrick.
Partly
because of his contract.
Bernardrick McKinney can play.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, he can
play. But he also is making more than you want to pay him.
Yeah. No. Dude can go. He can play. I mean, I think we're because he's injured, because he's been injured and whatnot, Bernardrick McKinney can go. Now, he's not good in coverage.
Right, so
he's a two-down guy.
Okay, so let's say, let's just call him an inside linebacker.
Yeah, he is.
And let's say in a 4-3. Like, so if I said half the teams, 3-4 has two of them, 4-3 has one of them. So, you know, out of 16 teams, let's say 19, 20. Is he one of the top 20 inside linebackers?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah. He's off the field on third downs. Those guys have
a lot of guys
value.
A lot of guys are though.
It's a lot less value. A lot of the top 20 guys are.
Yeah, and Zach Cunningham is more valuable. Don't get me wrong, but Bernardrick McKinney. Let's not. I mean, we got to.
But he didn't play this year.
Hardly. Justin Reed, could he start on half the teams?
No. He's a one. No. Well, Justin Reed was not top.
Bradley Roby could.
As a nickel, as a third, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a starter now.
He's our one.
Yeah.
He's nobody else's one.
No. Well,
maybe
I don't
know. Bottom six teams in the league, maybe. Bottom five
teams.
Yeah,
right.
Which, hey, you guys.
That's us.
That's us.
No, that's us right here. 728 ESPN. This is a good
segment.
What a
segment, John.
What a load of, oh, my God, what Bill O'Brien put together. What a genius. What a football genius.
No, this guy knew what he was doing. I tell you what, I can't wait for him to, you know, for Nick to rehabilitate his image so he can get somewhere else and put something else together.
Hopefully he'll get to another NFL team. Hopefully Hopefully in the division. Yeah. That'd be great. Maybe Ballard can hire him.
He and Vrabel are tight.
Well, they are, but
maybe Vrabel can hire him as offense coordinator and general manager.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, or cap guy.
I think Ballard should hire him and then have as his successor in Indianapolis.
Ballard thought he could. I'm like, man, you're lucky you don't have Bill O'Brien. This is a while back. He's like, oh, I can handle him.
Oh, yeah?
He's fine. I'm like, I don't know. I don't think you want any part of that.
729 ESPN 97.5. What I want is a generator.
Well, then Generator Supercenter is your spot. And you don't have to have the power, the grid, you know, it would cost, it's been estimated at $5 trillion to change the national grid and really to get it updated. And the likelihood of more power outages, because we see these in other states, the likelihood of more power outages as the weather gets more extreme is highly likely. But when you have a generator from Generator Supercenter, you can go to GeneratorSupercenter.com. When you go get your generator, Generac automatic standby generator, you are going to have power at all times. As soon as your power goes off, for any reason, cold, hot, rolling blackouts, blown transformer, hurricane, it doesn't matter. You will still have power. And that is such a great peace of mind. And I know I've been talking about Generator Supercenter for a while, but after this last big freeze, now so many of you have been reaching out to me asking about Generator Supercenter. And I'm telling you right now, you saw the reason why you need to have that for your peace of mind. Financing's available, low monthly payments, and you can get a free estimate. Just go to GeneratorSupercenter.com and make sure that you ask about Generac Automatic Standby Generator. They are the nation's number one dealer. Get your peace of mind and have electricity at all times with Generator Supercenter.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 732. How do you feel about your league now, Dell? Congratulations.
Champions?
No, not the Champions League. He's not. He doesn't. No.
He has no business.
The NBA.
And you do? What's your team ever done?
We're coming up on the
top. Forget it. Your team's never making a
chance. No, we're on the way.
No, you're not. Go ahead, John.
Oh, it was Justin Herbert that he was going to do a shoot with Tiger Woods. Was Drew Brees and Justin Herbert. How about Devin Booker not being in the All-Star game?
I knew it. And the Devin Booker.
That's your guy.
Fan club. How about your guy getting left out?
That's not my. No, I know it's my guy, but it's your league, Del.
What do I care if the coaches didn't vote him in? Do you think I'm supposed to be upset by that? Yeah. Oh, no, Devin Booker didn't make the All-Star game. How will I overcome it?
Is it not? Okay, is there a basic? I just can't watch the league anymore now. Yeah, because there's a basic unfairness to it and stupidity.
Once again, how will I overcome John deciding not to watch basketball anymore because his boy Devin Booker didn't make the All-Star game? Who cares? Who cares if Devin Booker didn't make it? I don't care.
I care. Everybody cares. LeBron cares.
I'm all broken up about it.
LeBron cared. Do you see what LeBron said? Oh, if you don't like what LeBron tweets, then you just don't.
You don't like what LeBron says or tweets.
Guess you love Hong Kong then, Del.
Yeah, Del.
Congratulations. Bunch of people trying to get freedom. Woo.
Yeah.
How about that? Big deal, Del.
You know, the All-Star.
Mr. Hong Kong.
The All-Star game snub stuff is just fake. Fake outrage. You guys don't care. I'm not you guys, but everyone does. No one cares.
No. Also us.
Okay, you
we
don't.
Also.
Yeah, I was going to include
you. Oh, we're
you
not all. Fake out.
I wasn't directly talking about you, but you are among the people who don't care because you know what? Oh, it's a half a day of talking. You know what? Oh, are we going to enter the All-Star game thinking, I really wish Devin Booker was here.
Well, All-Star snub talk is all the rage in baseball and basketball.
For a day.
And Paul George said it best.
Why is Paul George on the team?
It's kind of changed.
Why is Zion on the team?
Well, Paul George said, it's a great honor, but, you know, the game itself.
Why is Chris Paul on this team and not Devin Booker? On the guy on the same team.
Well, Devin Booker on the team last year. They had to use the bubble to be relevant. Chris Paul on the team, now they're a really good team.
Yeah.
That's why Chris Paul's on the team.
Oh, really? They had to use the bubble to be they were undefeated in the bubble without Chris Paul.
And they still didn't make the playoffs.
No, this started long before Chris Paul got there.
In the bubble.
Let's put the Suns went 8-0 in the bubble, didn't make the playoffs. Now Chris Paul's on the team and they're clearly a playoff team.
Hey,
that's why he's on the team.
When the Rockets had 65 wins and set a team record for most wins in franchise history, who was on that team?
Chris Paul.
James Harden.
When Oklahoma City last year was everyone's favorite little darling.
How'd they do in the postseason?
When they were expected to be terrible.
Yes. They actually did.
Guess what they did? Yeah.
Lou Dort.
Oh, you know what they're the first loser.
Did Phoenix make that playoff?
No,
they didn't. But they were undefeated
in the
bubble.
They could have gone 20-0 and they wouldn't have made it.
The only undefeated ever in the bubble.
That's true, but did they make the playoffs?
Put some respect on Devin Booker.
Bubble ball sucks.
That's why.
No one cared. People were getting smashed outside by the pool. People eating French fries late at night, bouncing basketballs in their room. Didn't even count.
Daniel House's room.
Yeah.
That's what was happening.
I think it's pretty clear. When he got to the Clippers, obviously they didn't reach the level that people thought they should have. He's an agent of change. Chris Paul joins the Suns, and look at them. They're actually a really good basketball team. Look how that happened.
Oh, he sucks. He's a facilitator. You know what? He's a game manager. That's all he is now.
That's what point guards do. Yeah. Yes, they are game managers. That's actually a compliment.
No, it's not. He's Alex Smith. Is Alex Smith an all-star?
Comeback player of the year.
Oh, great. And without a team now. Because he sucks.
So you have slandered Chris Paul because your boy Devin Booker didn't make the All-Star team? That's what you're doing?
Yeah.
You're going out on a limb talking about Chris Paul is Alex Smith?
The consummate pro who gave everything he had to you for two years.
Before James ran him out of town. Horrible teammate. James Harden couldn't even get along with him. James Harden gets along with everybody.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So, horrible teammate.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we're telling our kids is a good All-Star? Okay.
And yes.
What are we telling our kids when we snub a Devin Booker?
Light-skinned guys, sometimes they got to lose.
I was going to let you say it.
Sometimes light-skinned guys got to lose.
I knew this was a light-skinned thing.
Sorry.
Light-skinned got snubbed.
Sorry.
Sometimes light-skinned guys got to lose.
Let's look at the All-Star team by colorist. And let's see how they break
down. I think it's best that you do that.
No, you do
it. I was hoping you would.
You always talk to your boys about
Dame
it.
Dame Lillard. Chris Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Davis.
So
Anthony Davis.
Okay, so with colorism, I get it's light skin, dark skin, whatever. It's a whole thing in the community, but I get confused sometimes because I don't know where guys like Deshaun Watson's not considered light, right?
He's not Devin Booker.
Yeah,
I think the line
Devin's
is Devin
like,
Booker.
His white parent.
Devin Booker, you go one way, and then everyone else is on the other side. He's the line of demarcation. Devin Booker.
It's the Devin Booker line of demarcation.
In terms of the All-Star game,
Steph that tone, then you're on that side.
That tone or liar.
Yeah. We know Steph and Clay.
Well, Steph is on that line, right?
Yes, but Steph is an elite finals MVP.
So, well, he still gets
so
put.
So you want to claim him?
Actually, I don't
know.
No,
he gets put on the team.
No, he's light-skinned, but he's at a point where you can't even take shots at Steph. You remember?
Oh, really?
Back
people
early,
can't take shots at Steph?
Yeah, but there's no you can't take shots at his game. You can't. It's Steph.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
MVP. Devin Booker hasn't reached that level yet. If he ever does, then yes, Devin Booker will always make All-Star teams. But until then, Zach, in my head.
What about Zach?
Zach who?
Team light-skinned?
Well, Zach LaVine's had a remarkable year.
Right.
But he's team light-skinned.
And it's the East, too.
He's a light-skinned dude. Why
yeah, but
don't
it's
you
the East.
Show him some respect?
It's the East. It's less
no,
a competition.
See?
Yes,
you
it
can't
is.
Diminish him because it's the
no,
East.
No, I'm telling you why
look at
he
how
made,
many,
why
oh,
he made
in the
team.
East, it's easy light-skinned. Yeah, Ben Simmons?
Yeah, I'm telling you. It's easier to make the team. Look, Ben
Simmons
made
LaVine.
The All-Star team.
It's easier to make the team.
It is.
Nikola Vucevic?
Well, that doesn't count. I'm talking about the... I'm talking about the competition to make the team. Like Ben Simmons makes the team. Of course, Zach LaVine's going to make the team. Look at the competition.
Jason Tatum.
Yeah. Told you it's easier in the East. Devin Booker needs to get traded to the East.
Way easier in the East. Oh my goodness.
Are you saying you want to trade? What? Are you saying you want the All-Star instead of it being draft picks?
What
if it was just light-skinned guys are drafted on one team and they said, okay, this is for the championship.
See.
Once and for all. Y'all going to have to
let's go. Let's go all light skin team.
Go ahead, Dell. Pick your team.
Well, Steph.
I mean, LaVine.
Are you picking it off the All Star?
Okay, who's starting? Zach LaVine or Ben Simmons?
Zach LaVine beat a Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons.
And one correction: Steph never won in the Finals MVP,
Anthony
but he's the multiple
Davis
time
at center.
Multiple time MVP. He's team light skin.
Yeah, Anthony Davis is on skin light.
Just making sure he was.
Yeah. Jason Tatum at one forward.
Yeah, team light skin.
Okay.
I don't know who's the other forward.
Well, Devin Booker makes the team now.
Tayshaun Prince?
No, he doesn't play basketball anymore.
We're playing small ball.
I guess Devin Booker would make, well, if Clay was healthy, he'd be on the team, but he's not healthy. So Devin Booker, as far as active players, Devin Booker would make the team.
Dennis Johnson, he's got friends.
He doesn't
Clay would be ahead of Devin Booker?
If Clay's got finals wins on his resume, so I put him ahead.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, I'm talking about better player. I'm
well,
going to go
Clay's
Devin
a better
Booker.
Defender.
Yeah, but
I can't
Devin Booker is a
you
beast.
We can't just have you talking Devin Booker the whole time because you're just smitten.
Spot.
With
yeah, you
well,
are
hopefully
smitten.
Somebody,
that's a great word.
Hopefully somebody, I don't know.
Well, Anthony Davis is probably not going to play, so maybe Devin Booker makes that, or they might take another big man, but Devin Booker might make it as an alternate, as a replacement player. Because Anthony Davis not playing in that game.
Why would you?
No,
he's injured. He's not playing.
Yeah. So we get. Is there anybody else? I think we're running out of team light-skinned.
I mean, they're as far as really good players. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, no other show's doing this in Houston right now.
No.
This is where you
team
can
light-skinned
get.
Versus... Yeah.
This is where you can get this kind of
Joel. We have a suggestion. Where does Giannis? Where does he land on team light-skinned?
Oh, gosh. Which side does Giannis land on?
Dell, that's your call.
He's Greek. I mean, is there?
He's on the other side of Devin Booker, though.
Yeah. Well, if Devin Booker's the line of demarcation,
I say he's the line of demarcation.
That's not fair. That Devin
Fine,
Booker's
Steph
the
Curry's
line,
the line of demarcation.
Oh, that's too.
What? He's not
Let's
as light as Devin
Giannis
Booker.
Is the line.
Who?
Giannis.
No, Steph. Steph is team light skin.
Yeah, but Giannis is not. Giannis is. If you put Anthony Davis in there,
well,
Giannis
but yeah, I mean,
in?
Just for the fact that he's Greek.
Yeah, I know.
See,
half Nigerian,
even though it's
half
not
Greek.
Prince,
other, I mean,
well,
honestly.
Now by blood, he's not Greek. He's Greek by living there.
Yeah, Greek. He was raised there, right?
Yeah.
Then
yes.
He moved there and was raised there.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know.
But if you speak Greek, name one other.
Name another guy in the NBA.
Yeah, I gotta take it back. Giannis
Spinoulis.
He doesn't count. Giannis is.
Yeah, he did get.
Giannis's time. Two parents are Nigerian, so he's Greek by nationality, but not by descent or race or anything like that. He
if
wasn't.
You've got two parents who are. Nigerian, he's not on that team.
I don't know. If you speak Greek, I'm pretty sure.
You make a good point, but yeah.
Well, Serge Ibaka speaks Spanish.
Well, but that's
different. Claro que sí.
There's a lot of.
But does he speak Castellón?
I don't know, but Castellano. He plays.
Is he from? He from España?
He plays for the Spanish national team.
Catalunya.
See?
From Catalunya, then you say Barcelona.
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 You see that?
Castellano is not. That's different.
It is.
Yeah.
I thought
Castellano is the real one. Barcelona because it's Catalunya.
Yeah, but isn't it you still speak
yeah,
like
you
this?
Say, yeah, like this.
Yeah.
Like this.
See?
Pat Sajak is in some trouble. Did you see what he did?
What did he do?
There was a guy on the show that
something
had a,
I never heard. Pat Sajak is in some trouble.
There was
guys.
A guy on the show that had a lisp, and he goes, oh, yeah. And,
oh boy.
He hit him with that? That's something like
we'll go,
you
I'll
would
send
do.
It
what
to
is
you.
What is his?
That's
what is
something
he
like
doing?
You would do, John.
It kind of is.
What is he doing?
I don't know.
Just do your job. What are you doing? You're making fun of the lisp guy?
Yeah, lisp guy.
This is what happens, though, when you are
it's too
when
comfortable.
You have been there for so long, don't and you're bulletproof, Pat. He and John are the same right now. John, this is Matt Jackson. You've been doing that for years. Disrespectful.
Well, Matt Jackson
that
doesn't have
not
a list.
Disrespe- no. That's just an impression.
Yes, yeah, an impression.
Are you? Any of your impression? Tony.
Team Lightskin. Tori. TA is Team Lightskin. He said, "I want the Joker on Team Lightskin." He wants
no,
Djokovic
you can't
added.
Take Nicole. Oh, no, you can't take no. He
if
doesn't
we're
count.
We're picking a whole All Star
oh,
team.
Does Luka get to be on Team Light Skin now too?
Yeah,
that isn't. That's not how it works.
The white guys get on there. Luka's
yeah,
on there
they
too.
They have a team too, Del.
Luka's on there
they
too.
Got Luka. No, oh, now he's got the best team.
Yeah,
who?
Luka.
You got to warn
he's not
down
team
LeBron
light skin.
James.
He's not Team Light Skin.
744 ESPN 97.5. You know what? See, this is the kind of thing that HR could get called about. And who knows, Laura or David?
They will.
They might call. Have to call HR&P. Here's the thing. Just this week, just yesterday or the day before, I forget. Somebody tried to steal my identity and get unemployment claim. Had an unemployment
probably
claim.
Devin Booker.
No, it wasn't Devin Booker.
Wouldn't that be a step down for Devin Booker?
Yeah. It wasn't Devin Booker wouldn't do that.
Well, you would never suspect him because you're so smitten with him.
So here's the deal is if you're looking for a company that was on top of this, they immediately called Laura and I had to fill out a form. And this is they're on top of everything. HR&P is awesome. People, if you're looking for the HR company, which you have to have because if you try to do HR by yourself, guess what? There are people who have lost their businesses because they mess up the HR deal. And they're going to get sued. You get sued and everything else. You got to do it right and have a company that knows what they're doing. Secondly, the payroll. Perfect. Every single time. We never have an issue with them. And then it's tax time. Oh, my goodness, people. Affordable Care Act and everything else that's going on right now that you have to, and all the PPPs and the small business loans and everything else that you can get. HR&P was there every step of the way. The most knowledgeable people. You're looking for that payroll company and a whole lot more. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776, the number. If you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Tiger Woods, the main story yesterday. Huge, huge story, Tiger Woods. With a major accident, had surgery on both legs, but specifically the right leg was worse off and shattered ankle and so much more. So hopefully Tiger will be better.
Here's what the statement of Dr. Anish Mahjan of Harbor UCLA Medical Center updated his injury. He said, comminuted. Open fractures affecting both the upper and lower portions of the tibia and fibula bones were stabilized by inserting a rod into the tibia. Additional injuries to the bones of the foot and ankle were stabilized with a combination of screws and pins. Trauma to the muscle and soft tissue of the leg required surgical release of the covering of the muscle to relieve pressure due to swelling. In other words, I mean, those are when you just say he's got some lower leg issues. No, we're talking about rods, screws, pins,
yes.
Surgery to release the pressure from the swelling of all the blood.
And there will be multiple surgeries, probably skin grafts. There's a bunch of stuff that's still to be done.
Yeah, this is a really, really serious injury.
Yeah.
So, or serious crash, and he is, I'd say he probably is lucky to be alive.
Yep. So that's the headline. Obviously, you'll see it all day. Oh, you saw it all day yesterday. You'll see it all day today. So just horrific, man. What a year. What a year it has been between, like Raheel said, between Kobe Bryant and now Tiger Woods. Wow. Just unbelievable. Other stuff happening. How about Sam Ehlinger winning Collegiate Man of the Year, the Jason Witten Award for Man of the Year. Congratulations to Sam Ehlinger. I don't know what that entails, but he must be doing a lot of stuff in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And great stuff. Congratulations to Sam Ehlinger. He had a really, really nice college career. We'll see what happens.
Texas is back, folks.
Do you have to do
that? Well, they won an award.
Do you have to do that?
What? Do what?
I mean, put some... I mean, a little bit...
Texas is back. They won an award.
No, Texas it's gripping with
sarcasm. Lance, you cover Texas football quite a bit. Do they win a lot of postseason awards?
No, not typically.
They just won one.
Yeah.
And they also came back and beat Kansas and swept Kansas last night.
And Texas is back, folks.
You love to do that every time.
And they probably flipped somebody recruiting-wise.
I'm sure they did.
Sark did.
He got a 5-star quarterback committer for 2022, so now Texas people can stop crying over losing the Ewers kid to Ohio State. They got a 5-star out of California. Mm-hmm. That's why.
Maybe Dale's right.
Maybe Dale is.
Yeah.
Maybe you're onto something here.
You know, it's funny. I was watching Sam when I had to write up Sam Ehlinger tape, and he's just like, I mean, he's a late round guy. Maybe he has a chance to be a career backup, but it was very obvious when you watch him in 2019 that tape, and you see or 18, you know, little Jordan Humphrey, and then you have Colin Johnson, and then you have the quick passes to who was the other wideout that they had?
Johnson. They had
to the Ravens.
Oh yeah, little dude that went. Yeah,
Devin Duvernay.
Yep.
Well, not little. He would try to hurt you.
Yeah. No.
Humanity.
He wasn't tall. I was wondering.
He was thick though.
Yeah.
And straight line sprinter.
No.
Anyway,
no, he was good. Good player.
But you had little Jordan could win the high. You know, the high passes, the catch point passes. Colin Johnson could go up and make plays in the air. Sam had like Brennan Eagles. God, that guy's 6'4", 229. He was 5 of 15 in contested catches. Throws down the field, he just didn't win them. They didn't have ball winners on the team. And Sam started to really press. And you could see it last year.
Raiders.
What's that?
Ravens, not the Raiders, right?
Definitely. Yeah, Ravens.
Yeah.
So he started to really press, and Sam just tried to make too many things happen last year because his players weren't making plays on the football as wide receivers. He held on to the ball too long, took too many sacks. Like, that's a classic example of a guy saying, I got to put more on my shoulders. And if you don't have the capability of doing it, which most don't, if you do, you can put more on your shoulders. You know, like the Deshaun or whoever the college quarterback would be, you can put more on your shoulders if you have that physical capability and sometimes have success. A guy like Sam Ehlinger, he needs to play inside of a system where the other pieces of the machine are working properly. And when they're not, and he tries to take on too much, it breaks down because that's not who he is.
Yeah. Yep. No, that's not. He's not that guy. There's no question about that. Speaking of quarterbacks, and see that this is what. Well, how many times have we talked about this? That ESPN, they create content.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tannenbaum created some content yesterday. Did you see what he said?
No.
Mac Jones will be taken by the 8th pick.
That makes me think that they're locking him in at 7.
It's Carolina that loves him. Matt Rhule had him in the Senior Bowl.
At 7 is Carolina.
Yeah.
That's why I said he'd go by 7, because what they're basically telling you is he said 8, so he didn't land on 7. And that means
he did.
Joe
I think
Burrow,
he did expound on it, though, saying Carolina loves him.
Well, here's the thing. I've always said that when you look at him, you kind of see a poor man's Joe Burrow a little bit. Maybe not poor man's, maybe even better than that. But you see kind of, you talk yourself into it, like he came out of nowhere in a way. He had a really huge monster year. He had a lot of talent around him and made the most out of it. He's very accurate. He showed good poise. Joe's a little better escapability, but Matt could do some of that stuff.
Oh, Joe, I would say.
Intelligent guy.
A little bit more credit than that. Joe was really good in the pocket and escape and running.
Yeah, but he was also, Mac Jones was really good in the pocket this year, too.
Yeah.
But I mean, I had a much higher grade on Joe Burrow than Mac Jones, but I could see them falling. He has the little white undershirt underneath this, just like when you see Joe, unimpressive physical body, like you could see him and subconsciously think, oh, it kind of reminds me of Joe Burrow because I did it this year. I said, what if this is like a Joe Burrow situation? But he's not Joe Burrow. It's going to fool some people, but I could see Carolina maybe falling in love with them. Daniel Jones. The way that, you know, the Giants fell in love with Daniel Jones. There's always guys. Josh Allen went way higher than people expected. Justin Herbert, to an extent, the tape wasn't necessarily there, but I could see one of those guys. You know, I got in trouble
for awfully early.
This guy with a black fist in his avatar came after me yesterday for saying that everybody is always downgrading black quarterbacks. And then look at Lance Erline with Justin Fields at 15th in his latest mock draft. My mock draft has nothing to do with quarter. Mock draft is what I'm predicting will happen. But in the next one, I'm going to have to push everyone up because it is true. Like, Carolina's going to get a quarterback.
Yeah.
They're going to get a quarterback. And unless they make room, unless it's the one thing that could change the draft is if Deshaun Watson gets traded or if Jimmy Garoppolo, somebody who is already, like Jimmy Garoppolo won't get traded until there's somebody else in place. But Deshaun Watson could get dealt. And if Deshaun Watson gets dealt to Carolina, well, all of a sudden that changes.
Oh, yeah. It changes things. Yeah,
it
changes everything. Especially now. So what you're saying, though, is they like Mac Jones more than Trey Lance? What you're saying is
Mac Jones played in the SEC. Mac Jones, they got tape of him playing last year, not Trey Lance. They got tape of him playing against SEC defensive backs.
What order do you have him in?
Well, I mean, for me personally, I've got it Trevor Lawrence, small lead for Zach Smith over, but I put a boom-bust grade on him.
Zach Wilson.
I put a boom-bust grade on Zach Wilson at 6.5, which can be viewed even lower, actually, than the grade I have, but it's slightly higher than Trey Lance and Justin Fields I have right next to each other. So I've got it's Trevor Lawrence here and all these other three guys here, and then behind that is Mac Jones, and then behind that is like Kyle Trask, I guess, and then Kellen Mond and Jamie Newman. It's not great. It's not great once you get outside of
No.
It depends on what you think of Mac
Jones.
I'm not as high on Mac Jones as other
Would people. You downgrade Carolina for taking him at 7?
Well, no. I mean, they got Joe Brady. If he sees in Mac Jones some Joe Burrow qualities, if they love him, it's because they see Joe Burrow qualities. That's the truth. If Joe Brady loves him that much, but then again, if you're drafting him, is Joe Brady so much of a kingmaker that, I mean, if you think Joe Brady's that much of a kingmaker, then
Joe Brady won't be there for after
this
year.
That's what I'm saying. Does that scare you that if you make a pick because you think it's Joe Brady does it? No, you got to think that a quarterback has certain features. Not that Joe Brady can turn you into it. You got to think that the guy already has that. So, I don't know. Did you remember yesterday when John Clay Wolf, when we called John Clay Wolf and he got confused and he just hung up?
He just said...
Did he say he had been drinking and this was confusing?
No, I don't know if he thinks we were drinking or doing drugs.
He just thought it's just too confusing. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, because we were...
That was his commercial.
...doing sellmeyourkid.com. Give me the kid.com.
See, who else is doing the show we're doing today? This is good stuff that we're doing.
Yeah.
We had Dell, not us, we didn't take part in this, but Dell had Team Lightskin.
And yeah.
And All-Star.
Yeah.
We've got Selling the Kids.
Yeah.
Which I think...
Sell Me Your Kids.
Yeah, which I do think, like my kids, some of my kids are more valuable than others.
Yeah, no, but if John Clay Wolf sells cars, he doesn't sell kids.
No, I know.
Or no,
I
buys know. Cars, rather. He doesn't buy kids anymore. Or ever did. I don't know.
Because if he did...
Isn't this how yesterday started and ended?
Yeah, no, and he's the one that said it, not us.
Well, he blamed us for it.
Well, let's get John Clay Wolf in here and see. Now, let's clarify. You buy cars, not kids, right?
Right. It's not sellusyourkid.com.
Right, right. It's givemethevin.com, right?
We don't traffic children, prostitution, or illicit drugs. We just buy cars.
Okay.
At this point. Well, we've looked at that other stuff on paper, and it just never balanced. I didn't like the economics of it.
Sounds like Mac Brown.
It's not nearly as good as the car market.
It's good. It's coming back. I'll give you a tidbit. Some of you have read it in the paper. So the semiconductor chips that are short around the world, because every fat kid bought a new Nintendo during Corona to keep himself occupied. It wiped out the chips, the microchips. So the cars don't have microchips to go on their computers, and it's shutting down the assembly lines. Toyota, Ford, across the board, and it seems like it's just going to get worse. So we're moving back into that area where we were last May when there was a short supply of new cars and the used cars went up in value. I'm already seeing it happen again, and I forecast for the same effect this spring, and I think that your car, as normal, especially the closer to new, like the 3 and 4 year old cars, are worth 10% more today than they were a month ago.
So my question to you is, should we buy stock in semiconductor companies that make semiconductors, because it seems like they're more valuable right now?
They are, but the expense of building the wafer manufacturing facilities is long and hard. And I don't know if you heard of my show on Saturday, but I was telling everybody to buy stock in pool companies like Pulfair, whatever it's called, the pump guys. People that are making water pumps and pool parts, they're out. I mean, out. I'm sure. How many pools are there in Texas? A million?
No. Listen, the pool industry in Texas, I got a buddy who we were just talking about it the other night. He says, I can't even start on your pool. Everybody's building a pool because now it's more valuable for your home. To build it now, you can't get a mortgage for your pool. You can't build a $50,000 pool at your house because nobody will give you the mortgage for it. It's unbelievable, the pool market right now.
Wonder what the collateral would be on if somebody advanced you to build your pool. If you couldn't get a lien on it, I guess. Yeah. Like, if you don't pay me for your pool, I get to bang your wife.
Oh, see, now we got to...
Prima Nocta?
GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
ESPN 97.5.